Izzy Carl morning. The sound of skaters whizzing past me at Hull Ice Arena this morning. Of course, it's not long until they'll be seeing their sport in the international frame as part of the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Though it officially opens tomorrow, there are skating events taking place in Sochi today. Karen Goodwin is the head coach at Hull Ice Arena. Karen, morning.
Good morning.
It's a hive of activity here, isn't it? Is this a usual morning for you here?
Yes, it is. We've got lots of athletes that come in every morning from 6 o'clock to come and do the training up to events.
So it must be wonderful for you to see your sport getting a massive profile today.
Yes, definitely. The sport's really moving on. We're getting a lot of backing and a lot of exposure now.
In terms of the ice arena itself and the people here, it looks like there's some great potential. I've seen some amazing moves. I mean, my eye's untrained, but there's some talent here.
Yes, there really is. We've got quite a lot of full-time athletes. They're going out to GB Internationals later on this year. So there's a lot of development. We've got a lot of really good youngsters coming through. So it's a really busy arena.
Potentially some future Olympians here?
Yes, hopefully, if they all keep working hard.
There is no reason why, with enough dedication and hard work, people can't go all the way.
Oh, exactly. I mean, because before you get to a main Olympics, there's also what's called a Youth Olympics. So some of the younger athletes, I've been out to a Youth Olympics with some younger skaters, and it is run exactly the same as an Olympic Games, but they catch them when they're younger to give them the feel for the Olympics.
Well, let's speak to someone who could be a potential future Olympian. Is that a bit of a weight on your shoulders, Bryony? Bryony Corrigan, morning.
Morning. It could be.
You're representing your country, aren't you? You're going to be part of Team GB.
Yeah. We go away in April and compete in an international, just a group of us.
What does that feel like, going away and performing at that level?
Oh, it's nice to perform for GB and everything.
For someone like me, who's not particularly great on their feet on the ice, does it just feel natural to you now?
Yeah. Done it for so long now, it's just natural.
Just like second nature. Well, I really hope to see you and some of your colleagues on the telly in the future, maybe at the next Winter Olympics in 4 years' time. Let's have a chat about the business side of this with Mark Smith. He's the assistant manager at Hull Ice Arena. Mark, having a resource like this on our doorstep in Hull is really, really useful, isn't it, to people to develop their talents?
Yeah, it's really good because we get people coming from all over, you know, Hull, the surrounding areas. They come along to obviously use this facility, which is brilliant for everyone to use, really. It's real good.
You're telling me as well, it pulls people in from quite far and wide, this facility, from miles beyond the bounds of Hull.
Yeah, like I said earlier on, we have people coming from Nottingham to come training, to, you know, use the facility just because of the quality of coaching and obviously the actual quality of the ice facility we've got.
The Luke Campbell of ice, is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, you never know. There's, like you say, it could be anyone. It could come from when they're little from 2 to 3 year olds, and they could become the next future star.
Karen, is there a future Luke Campbell of ice knocking around?
I'm sure there is. I mean, it's a very long journey. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, you have to go through the process on and off the ice. It's the whole package. But, you know, a lot of it comes down to dedication. And if, you know, these children want it, there is nothing to say there won't be a future Luke Campbell.
Izzy, Carl, I've managed to totally get away with not skating myself this morning, fortunately, because it could have all ended in tears. But public can come down and just have a go, can't they?
Yeah, we have public sessions, especially on a weekend. They can come 10 till 12 Saturday and Sundays, and 2 till 4 on a Saturday and Sunday. We have a family session, which is very well attended. So come along and give it a try.
All right, thanks everyone. Thank you for talking to me all this morning. You've got a busy schedule. You're back to training now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We've got another hour on the ice, and then they'll be doing off ice for another hour, and then back on later on in the day.
So. Will you be watching this afternoon?
I will be watching, hopefully, yeah.